In the news this morning, a man from southwest Iowa who served area residents in the Iowa House of Representatives for 22 years died Sunday in Atlantic. According to an obituary from the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold, Jack E. Drake, a Republican from Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Drake was serving his 11th term in the Iowa House. He was born near Walnut, graduated from the Atlantic High School, and attended the University of Iowa. He was a farmer and very active in local and state organizations, including his service as secretary and board member of the Walnut Telephone Company, member of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, Iowa Farm Bureau, Iowa Corn Growers Association, and many other such groups. Jack Drake is survived by his wife, Shirley, two sons, two daughters, 11 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. Services for Jack Drake are currently pending. The Iowa Department of Transportation says motorists should plan to use extra caution on Interstate 29 on the south side of Council Bluffs beginning Tuesday. That's when construction will reduce traffic to one lane in each direction. A northbound crossover pattern will be used. The area affected is I-29 south of the U.S. Highway 275, Iowa Highway 92 interchange in Council Bluffs. The traffic configuration will be in place for about 2 months while crews work to wrap up construction of the new northbound lanes in the area of I-29 and 275-92. Motorists are urged to allow extra travel time while the project is underway. Iowa officials are reconstructing I-80, I-29, and I-480 in the Council Bluffs area. Officials say the redesign will modernize the interstate system and improve mobility and safety of about 18 miles of roadway. If you'd like more information about detours and other traffic restrictions, go to councilbluffsinterstate.iowadot.gov. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Sunday night on a fifth-degree theft charge. 31-year-old Kirby David Stoneking of Red Oak was taken into custody at the Casey's store in Red Oak at around 9:25 p.m. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said Sunday two people were arrested Saturday on separate charges. 25-year-old Kenesha Renee White of West Des Moines was arrested at around 7:10 p.m. for driving while suspended after she was stopped on Highway 34 for speeding. White was being held in the Adams County Jail on $435 bond. And a little after 10 p.m. Saturday, 46-year-old Santiago Arvalo Trujillo of Lenox was arrested following a traffic stop during which a smell of alcohol was noted coming from inside the vehicle. Trujillo was taken into custody for OWI first offense. He was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Several Nebraska and Iowa organizations will receive some of the $17 million in grants the Federal Agriculture Department is handing out to help new farmers and ranchers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the grants recently. The money helps support programs to train and support beginning farmers and ranchers. An Iowa State University program will receive $698,393 to help aging farmers plan for succession at their operations. A company in Shenandoah that manufactures heavy-duty commercial vehicle transmissions announced to local officials last week 71 workers on a third shift will lose their jobs by early December. But other area employers are willing to try and step up and hire those workers. The Daily Nonpareil says they received word about the pending layoffs from Eaton plant manufacturer Jorge Zadillo. The company says it will offer relocation opportunities for the displaced workers and severance packages for those who cannot choose that route. Officials say the Eaton plant in Pella is aggressively hiring workers. The company says it will also assist employees with the state dislocated workers assistance program. Despite the layoffs, Eaton's three Iowa facilities, Shenandoah, Belmont, and Spencer, still employ 1,100 workers. An offer from the Red Oak-based Fresco System plant was made late last week. The manufacturer of flexible coffee packages says they're looking for up to six qualified employees. The city of Spencer is recycling more than 1,500 tons of wood waste by sending to an ethanol plant to be burned. The wood waste will be helped power the ethanol plant, and it won't cost the city of Spencer anything to dispose between 50 and 100 truckloads of debris. The wood waste that accumulated in Spencer over about 6 months will be burned at a Poet biorefinery plant in Chancellor, South Dakota over the next few weeks. The ethanol plant has helped to dispose a large amount of trees after ice storms in the past. And this approach might help Iowa cities deal with dead ash trees from the emerald ash borer. In the funeral announcements, Eleanor Olson, age 80, of Elkhorn, died October 5th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Eleanor Olson will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Martha Waters, age 93, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Martha Waters will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Williams, age 86, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Betty Williams will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Beth McCool, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Beth McCool will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dale Peterson, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dale Peterson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Viola Scala, age 91, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Viola Scala will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charles Walter, age 75, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Charles Walter will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Linda Barber, age 67, of Anita, died Friday at her home. Memorial services for Linda Barber will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Jack E. Drake, age 81, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Jack Drake are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Lily Goddard, age 94, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Lily Goddard are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. And Harold Smouse, age 97, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Harold Smouse are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.